الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الله اكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Inshallah, after the concluding dua, we will have an English bayan, inshallah. Imran Osama Sab, we are very fortunate to have him with us. All brothers are invited to participate and benefit, inshallah. And please make yourself forward after the dua, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاك الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى. أما بعد، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها، فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب، ولا يحملنكم استبطاء الرزق أن تأخذوه بمعصية الله، فإن الله لا ينال ما عنده إلا بطاعته، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Many times in our life we see that when we make dua and when we wish for something, there is a delay in our fortune or whatever we ask for. And this tends to create some sort of uneasiness in our life when we don't get what we want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Hakim, He is wise. From His sifat, from His names, is Al-Muqaddim, which means the one who wisely postpones and delays. So when you keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, and your fortune is delayed or postponed, whether it be financial, whether it be marital, whether it be spouse, whether it be a job, anything, there is a delay in it. It's a few months, a few years. You know, some people, they apply for multiple jobs, and they're stuck in the same place for 4 years, 5 years, and then eventually they get a good job. So this delay, this is a wisdom behind it. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, we find this lesson. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they left for Umrah. And they reach the place called Hudaybiyah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed camel, it halted, it stopped. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gently tapped it or whatever he did for the animal to move. So the Sahaba said, Prophet of Allah, what's wrong with your camel? It's not disobedient. It's not stubborn. So the Prophet said, this is from Allah. It's not moving. It's not going forward. The Sahaba said, Prophet of Allah, what should we do? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we cannot go forward. This, it moves by the command of Allah and it stops by the command of Allah. And then the command came of Allah, the rule, the command from Allah came that there will be no Umrah. Umrah will be the following year. Umrah is not Umrah to Qaza. They do Qaza of the Umrah. Now the Sahaba, they were enraged. They were angry. We are in Ihram. What to do? Now the command came that you cannot do Umrah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now you have to do Halaq. You have to shave your head, come out of the Ihram. The Sahaba, they were furious. They couldn't hear anything. They weren't disobeying the command of the Prophet. It's just that they were in a hal, different condition. They couldn't understand what to do. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came back into the tent. Hadar Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was there. She said, O Prophet of Allah, what's the problem? So the Prophet said, this is the problem. So he said, very easy, very simple. You go out and you start doing the halaq. The Sahaba will see you and they will follow you. You don't need to say anything. So he said, this is a very good idea. He came out. He called the halaq, the barber. And he said, by shuru karo, start. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did the halaq. And the Sahaba, one by one, they saw this and they started copying him. So they weren't disobedient. They had love for the Prophet, but because they were in the condition. And then the verses were revealed. Which verses? إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. That indeed we have given you a clear victory. Sahaba said, where is the clear victory? We are stopped here. We are told to go back home. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is from Allah. Clear victory. And what happened? The following year they went for Umrah in a more victorious and a more, you know, uplifting condition. So this was a delay from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a delay with what? With a firm 100%, you are told that you will get to do Umrah. This is from the hikmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is al-muqaddim, al-mu'akhir, the one who delays. Muqaddim is the one who brings something forward. Mu'akhir, the one who delays wisely. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the Sahaba that when you do Umrah the following year, the way you are going now, you are entering defeated. But when you come back the following year, you will enter like those who have victory of the barrier, of the flag. You're taking the flag with fatah and with victory. Hazrat Yusuf, so again, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives you delay, He wants to see growth. He's testing you. How strong you are, how firm you are. Are you going to wither away or you become more firm in your iman? You know the famous story of Layla and Majnun. Majnun, he was insane for the love of Layla. He would wake up for tahajjud. He would cry. He would make dua. His father had mercy upon him. He said, Oh Majnun, how long will you keep doing this? So he said, as long as I get Layla, I'm going to keep, you know, I'll keep running the streets, making dua, waking up for tahajjud, crying, wailing. So his father said, let me take you for Umrah. Let me take you for Umrah, but you'd get the comfort or the itminan or sukun. So he took him for Umrah. You know, disappointed we noted there. We as well, many people, Umrah, mashallah, is a very virtuous act and a journey. But Umrah has become like a holiday making. Like a pastime. You know, people who are engulfed in a certain sin, they're committing zina, they're alcoholics, drug addicts, they make themselves feel better by going to Umrah. Umrah won't rectify the mistake. Umrah just pushes it down for a bit. When you come back home, back to square one, you have to get rid of the root. Umrah has the barakat. But the root cause of the sin, Umrah is not going to cure it. Umrah is just a ritual you complete in. You go for the tawaf. Some people just go for the Umrah and then after that you don't see him in the haram anymore. So the father said, let me take you for Umrah. So he took him by the Umrah. He went through the tawaf, fulfilled all the prerequisites, all the arkan of Umrah. And then Majnoon, he came by the Kaaba. He took hold of the ghilaf of the Kaaba. And he said, oh Allah, I've become insane for Layla. Either give me her or remove, uproot her love from my heart. Because I want to live a peaceful life. So he held the ghilaf of the Kaaba for a very long time. He made a dua. And then he came back to his place of rest, abode, and he rested. And he went to sleep. In the dream, he heard a voice from the unseen. And the voice was saying, oh Majnoon, if we remove the love of Layla or we give her to you, are you going to still wake up at night and perform tahajjud? Are you going to still perform tahajjud and cry in front of me? And the voice said, oh Majnoon, your crying is the thing we want. You wake up at night and you cry. Isi ke liye to ye sab hai. This crying that you cry in front of me, we want this crying. That's what happens to many of us. When you want a job, five time namazi. Come to the masjid, staying in the masjid after namaz, praying all the sunnats, waking up for tahajjud, praying ishraq, charge, making dua. And as soon as you get a job, bagh, you never see that person again. So Allah wants to see how firm you are. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He delays many things. And there's a reason behind it. But if you understand who Allah is, if you recognize Allah, then that delay will be a means of growth for you. It will make you grow, it will make you stronger. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, one of the brothers, they threw him in the well because of jealousy, enviness, whatever. You know, they were envious because Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he loved Hazrat Yusuf more than the other brothers, natural love. You know, sometimes you have five children, you love them equally, but you are more attached to one more. Naturally, you can't control that. That's ghair ikhtiyari, that's uncontrollable. You fulfill the rights of all of them, but you're more inclined to one. So the brother said, this is not acceptable. So what did he do? Their jealousy led them to throw him in the well. So jealousy is very detrimental for the heart. You know, we cannot see the happiness of someone else, whether it be your own blood brother, your friend, your colleague, your sibling, or anyone, Muslim brother. Whereas the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, when you see a Muslim brother in happiness, you should share that happiness with him. You should be happy for him. He's happy, I should be happy for him. When he's grieved, you should be there for him. So Islam teaches us, you share the happy, and above that, you make other people happy. The Prophet ﷺ said, the best deed is, idkhalu surur ala kulli muslimin. You make someone else happy. You suddenly give someone a gift. You know, someone owes you money, you financially you have money, they owe you £1,000, they come to give you, he said, I have wiped the debt off. Kisi ko achanak khush karna, you make someone happy, all of a sudden. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you make a Muslim brother happy all of a sudden, Allah will also make you happy all of a sudden. Kisi ko achanak khush karna. So the brothers, they couldn't take it. You know, the poet says in Urdu, مرزا غالب. جب تیر لگا تھا تو اتنا درد نہ ہوا اے غالب، زخم کا احساس تب ہوا جب کمان دیکھی اپنوں کے ہاتھوں میں. When the arrow shot me, it went here. I took out the arrow, I threw it away. And there was no pain there. When I looked up and I saw that the person throwing the arrow is my own brother, that gave me more pain. یہ زیادہ تکلیف دیکھی. تیر پھینکنے والا میرا بھائی تھا، میرا دوست. شکایت موت سے نہیں اپنوں سے تھی، شکایت موت سے نہیں اپنوں سے تھی. ذرا سی آنکھ لگ گئی تو وہ قبر کھودنے لگے. You know, I turned this way to do something else. You know, I started another business and I come this side that my first business or up and behold is gone down because someone else has done something wrong. لوگ اپنے سکھ سے لوگ اپنے دکھ سے دکھی نہیں، دوسروں کے سکھ سے دکھی ہے. I have my own problems. I have my marital problems, children problem, my son doesn't listen to me, my daughter has run away, or I have job problem, this problem. My problem is not a problem. Someone else is prosperous, someone's happy, that's a problem for me. Kisi aur koi khushi mein hai, ye mere liye takleef hai. Aur meri takleef sab dab jati hai. All my problems are gone down, but when someone else is happy, this is a takleef for me. It hurts me here. You know? So hasad, you know, there was a elderly man. Elderly, he passed 100 and he was healthy. So he said, someone came to him, what's the secret of your health? So what did he say? Taraktul hasad fa baqi al jasad. He said, I let go of thinking about everyone else and I remain healthy. Sab ki bhai uske ghar mein kya ho raha, uske business mein kya ho raha, phone aadmi kar raha, sab chhodo. Worry about your own self. What's happening? Zaid Amar Bakar. By usko he has a good car, he has a good house, a good phone, you know, he lives in a good area, uska aisa hai, uske aulad farma bardar hai, sab chhod diya. I don't think about no one and my health is good. Because when I start thinking of other people, kya hota hai? Tension aata hai. You start having tension. Bhai, ye kyun hai? Ye kyun? So hasad is very detrimental for spirituality. So the brother just threw him inside. A lengthy story. You know, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was seduced by Zulaikha and then eventually he was put in the prison. When he was in the prison, there were two inmates. You know, they started to befriend Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he started teaching them deen and tawheed and refraining from idol worshipping, and they became very close to him. And then the judgment from the king came that these two will be released. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, so again look, he was in prison. Some Mufassirin say he was there for 80 years. One opinion is 40 and some say 80. But in that span of 80 years, he didn't sit down. He didn't say, oh, ab main phas gaya bas aise baithe raho. He made himself useful. So when there's a delay in your fortune, you don't just sit back. You use all means. You do everything. You try. You know, you strive. You make an effort. So he started doing da'wah, he started teaching people, and all the inmates were very attached to him. So he told one of them, you know, when you are released, when you go to the king, mention me, mention Yusuf, that he knows how to interpret dreams. Subsequently, when he was released, when the man was released and he went, he forgot about Yusuf alayhi salam. So again, look, his freedom was delayed more. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, if he mentioned him to the king, he would have been released. But he didn't make, this was all from Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّتِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Shaitan made him forget, and he stayed in the prison for more years, a couple of more years. Again, it's all delay from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was a hikmah behind all of this. And then when the king saw the dream about the cows, etc., he said, is there anyone there to interpret? So that man, the inmate who was freed, he remembered the Yusuf. So he said, yes, I know someone. So he said, go and call him. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I'll only come out if those, the friends of Zulaikha, those ladies, if they say that I had nothing to do with the situation which took place with Zulaikha. So they said, قُلْنَا هَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. Hazrat Yusuf is a pure man, he's chaste, you know, he has committed no wrong. Then he came out. And then he interpreted the dream. And what happened? The Aziz in Misr made him the governor. He said, "By he is this is a man of art. He knows how to interpret dreams." Usko foran wo governor bana diya. So look, if he came out that time, the decree of Allah, what will happen? So delay. This is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He delays your fortune, He doesn't accept your dua, He wants to see growth. But the condition is, you don't adopt haram. From when you make dua, till your fortune is given to you, no haram should be in between. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. أَلَا إِنَّ نَفْسًا لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَقْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا. No soul is going to die until it completes its rizq. If Allah has given you, this is your rizq, this is your water, this is your liquid, this is your food, this is how much money you will earn, you will not die until you earn that much. However, وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ أَن تَأْخُذُوهُ بِمَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, don't let the delay of rizq make you adopt haram ways of earning that rizq. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُنَالُ مَا عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. Because the rizq from Allah, it can only be taken through halal avenues. If you try and use haram avenues, you have failed the test. That delay of 5 years you were doing sabr and you did something haram, all the reward for sabr, you know, for that patience will go down the drain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He has given us the month of Ramadan to make our spirituality strong. Month of Ramadan is a month of ruhaniyat. The more you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the more your connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you will know who He is, and then everything falls into place. You know, that's why many people, they perform all the salah, they recite profuse Quran, they do the dhikr, they spend in the path of Allah. But when something happens in their life, all of that worship is put to aside. And it has no avail to them. Because they are in a robotic mood. They do everything. Namaz is like a routine. Zakat is a routine. Fasting is a routine. Tilawah is a routine. There's no spirituality there. You have to create spirituality. And spirituality doesn't come just overnight. You know, you have to connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, you know, there's a void inside the heart. You know, when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a gap. Or khala hai, empty space hai, the void. And that void can only be filled with the love and the ma'rifah and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once that gap is filled, then anything happen in your life, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. If you have firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your tawakkul, your reliance is firm if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a musibah, a calamity comes upon you, any calamity, then you don't need to worry, why? يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. Allah will take your finger and guide you. Allah says, I will guide you myself. You don't need to do anything else. I will guide your heart. So calamities will come. Calamities will come. You will have financial problems. You will have marital problems. You will have all kinds of problems. But your heart should be grief and sorrow proof. Your watch waterproof. If your connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong, if your spirituality is strong, then any grief, any sorrow come in your way, it will bounce back from your heart and go away. It won't go inside. You'll have sukoon, you'll have itminan, there'll be comfort. So you all the, look at the people of Gaza. You know, all, so everything happening to them. But still you'll see people standing in the rubble and the rocks praying namaz. And let not, inna atayna qulhu Allah, like me and you. Lengthy rakat. Because they understand the Quran. They know that this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have sabr, they have sukoon, they have comfort, they have itminan. And this is what everyone is looking for. And sabr, sukoon, itminan, you cannot go to the shop and give £100 and say, give me sukoon, itminan. Money can never be sukoon, itminan. Wealth, dirham, dinar, silver, gold can never give you sukoon, itminan. Sukoon and itminan is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you're spiritually boosted, you know, and you're connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's sukoon, then there's itminan. You know, people who have millions and billions, but when they go to sleep at night, they will take the sleeping tablet, you need to take the injection, they can't sleep, money is not given them sukoon itminan, because sukoon itminan is from above, not from your pocket. So we need to understand who Allah is and how He works. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is mu'akhir, He delays wisely, He postpones wisely. If you understand who Allah is, then it'll be easy when you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, in the month of Ramadan, month of Ramadan is a month you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wake up for tahajjud. You know, you cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You lay your problems. You know, you have a table, you put everything in there. And you say, oh Allah, this is my problems. You solve my problems. You have to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the problem is that we have, our heart is not attached in dua. Even after namaz, imam making dua, it's just a routine dua. You don't know what you're asking. The imam has to make the dua so that people lift their hands up. At least, oh dua to worry, come as come. But we have to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, salaf al-saliheen in the month of Ramadan, you know, when you read the books, they will make dua for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours in a night. So, me and you, we ask 5 minutes, ab kya mange? What should I ask for? We're looking up what to do. It's like our connection with Allah is not strong. But when your connection with Allah is strong, then you just, there's lavat usme aati hai. There's an ecstasy. There's a love that you just want to keep making dua. Keep making dua. Keep making dua. You know, I'll just finish off with one story. Sheikh Saadi Shirazi rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a pious saint. He wrote a story. He said there was a pious man. He was in his final moments, last few days of his life. And he borrowed money from many people. So people started to come, knock on the door. By Hazrat, humare paise do, give us our money. So one day, the creditors came, one by one. So he said, mere paas to kuch bhi nahi, I don't have nothing. You just sit here one side. So one person came, sit here. Second person came, sit here. Bas 50-20 aadmi aage. Us sab ko bitha diya. Bhai sab baith jao. Everyone sit down. So everyone started to say, where's our money? He said, bhai, I don't have any money. When the money comes, I'll give it to you. So Hazrat, he started making dua. He did wuzu, he made dua. And he said, don't worry. Your debt will be resolved. The money will be given to you. After some time, a little boy came with some sweets on a tray. And he knocked on the door. And he said, do you want some sweet? He asked the pious man. He said, I don't want any, but give these people here. Sab ko do. Sab ko khila diya. So the little boy said, my money? He said, tumhi baith ja. You also sit down. I have no money to give you. So now the older people, they are patient. Little boy, he was not patient. Naturally, a child is not patient. The child started to cry. Started to cry and scream. But I give you my money. You know, what kind of person are you? You don't give me my money. After some few moments, someone knocked on the door. And I had a bag of Ashrafiya, silver coins. He said, you know, the person living in this house, this is a gift for him. So it was given to the pious man. I said, lo, aapke paise aage. And he started distributing to the creditors. He gave everyone. And what was remaining, he gave it to the small boy. And everyone dispersed. The khadim who was sat there, he said, oh my mentor, you know, normally when you make dua, your duas are accepted. How come there was a delay in your dua? How come it took so long? So what did he say? He said, I made dua. But when I made dua, I couldn't cry. That little boy, he started to cry. When he cried, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engulfed the whole house. And Allah sent the money. So Allah just wanted to see someone who's crying. Because the little boy cried, made dua kabul hogi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you cry at tahajjud, when you sit on a musalla and you cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those tears. You know, this, the drops that come out from your eyes, these are the only drops that can extinguish the fire of Jahannam for you. They are very precious. You know, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab, Mujaddidi Bhopali rahmatullahi alayhi, when he would make dua and he would cry, some people would give him tissue. He would say, no. These tears are not that cheap that you can rub them on the tissue. He would wipe them on his face. And he would say, these are the same tears that will save you from the fire of Jahannam on the day of judgment. They're not cheap that I can rub them on the tissue. So I rub them on my face because they're very precious. They're like pearls in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give me the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to connect with Allah. You know, month of Ramadan, month of connection. Obviously, you fast, you said Quran, you do all your worship. When the Ramadan finishes, you ask yourself, have I connected myself with Allah? Is my heart the same? Is it in the same condition as before Ramadan? Or is it difference? If it's the same, then Ramadan is just like a routine. Like khana peena, aage ho gaya. Thoda bahut tilawat kar liya, you prayed a bit of Quran, roza rakh liya, tarawih padh li, bas ho gaya. But if you have connected with Allah, you know, if you connected with Allah, and your spirituality is boosted, and you feel the love of Allah, the recognition of Allah, then your Ramadan is a fruitful Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursalin. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا كربا إلا نفست ولا ضرا إلا كشفت ولا مبتلا إلا عفيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا أسيرا إلا أطلقت ولا عسيرا إلا يسرت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم ربي أعط نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها O Allah, You are the most merciful. O Allah, You love to forgive. O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, forgive our minor sins, our major sins. O Allah, we are very sinful servants. O Allah, we have spent our whole lives in disobedience. O Allah, we are very weak. O Allah, whenever nafs and shaitan whispers to us, Allah, we succumb to that whisper. O Allah, we are very weak servants. O Allah, have mercy upon us. O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins. Our public sins, our private sins. O Allah, forgive those sins we've done in our homes. O Allah, forgive those sins which we've done in behind the doors, which thinking no one is looking when you are looking. O Allah, have mercy upon us. Save us from all sins in the future. O Allah, save us from the temptations and the wasawis and the whispers of shaitan. O Allah, keep us steadfast on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, grant us hidayah. O Allah, grant us complete iman. O Allah, perfect our iman. O Allah, forgive our wives, our mothers, our fathers, our children, our relatives, our brothers, our sisters. O Allah, forgive the whole Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, have mercy upon the whole Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, especially our brothers and sisters who are suffering in Gaza, in Palestine. O Allah, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, in India. O Allah, in Kashmir, in Somalia, in Sudan. O Allah, have mercy upon them. O Allah, remove their oppression. O Allah, accept our fasting. Accept our tarawih. Accept our tilawah. Accept our zakat, sadaqat. Accept our adhkar. O Allah, grant us the ability to connect with yourself. O Allah, grant us your recognition, your ma'rifah. O Allah, grant us your love, your muhabbat. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, grant us firm tawakkul and yakin upon yourself. O Allah, grant us the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the ability to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, have mercy upon our parents. O Allah, grant them a lengthy life. O Allah, grant us the ability to do the khidmah of our parents the way we are supposed to do the khidmah. O Allah, grant us the ability to take the dua of our parents. O Allah, those amongst us whose parents have passed away, both or one of them, have mercy upon them. O Allah, elevate their ranks. O Allah, whatever good the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, O Allah, grant us all that good, whichever evils, trials and tribulations the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought your protection from. O Allah, save us from all those evils. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala mursalin wa rahmatullahi.